Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela u radiopulpit.co.za.
A very good afternoon to you. It is yet another day. Happy Wednesday, very last day of the month. My name is Lukhomkhwedi Phuthi. And you might have heard just a little, you know, voices behind me going around at the news at the top of the hour. We are live at the Township Economies Exhibition in Emperor's Palace. Good way for a first time for myself. It is my first time. You have always heard about it. But today I get to set my foot here with the rest of the team. And I'm so excited. It's really, really beautiful. Nonetheless, as we open up already, we're opening up with Thulani Ngobese. Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Pulpit, Thulani.
Good afternoon, Logo. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
One day you're going to take my seat. I mean, you're asking me already how I'm doing. Hey, you've got this thing going already. Thulani is part of Sikthungo. Yep. Now, I just want to hear from you, Thulani, basically. Mm-hmm. Who is Sikthungo or what is Sikthungo? Let's just start there, first of all.
Okay. So Sikthungo is a business that is aimed at helping small businesses in terms of coaching. So I've literally run a business for 14 years, and I've paid the most expensive school fees because the help that is needed as an entrepreneur that you need to be aware of is limited, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just funding that you always have to worry about. It's actually writing your operations succinctly. And there's no enough available help enough available help that you can go about, you know, accumulating and people that can help you, you know, they cost an arm and a leg. Mm. So small businesses have a challenge of having a beautiful product or a service that they're offering, but in terms of literally getting it out to the market, it becomes a hurdle. And that's where I saw a gap in the market to say, you know, I need to help these people. I need the fees that are paid when I started my business. I don't want any, you know, entrepreneur to go through that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can demystify certain things, give advice and coach, and why not? Why not? So I specialize in working with most of my, you know, business that I work with. Yes, I run by young people, but looking at the economy, there's not just youth that's running businesses.
Yes.
Everybody that's now looking at that as an opportunity.
Why Sikthungo, by the way? What does that even mean?
So Sikthungo is, it's all my names and my surname. So my full name is Khumbuzo Thulani Ngobese. So I took the first three letters of each and every name.
I thought
name
it had something to do with sewing somewhere.
No. It's just my full name.
Maybe just fill us in on how you actually go about doing this and assisting this business. I understand that you assist them and with your expertise, obviously. But how do you do it? What? How far do you go with them? What is it that you help them with exactly?
So the bigger picture, obviously, is to have an entrepreneur that's going to have a fully fledged business.
Mm.
By that, I mean you need to, you know, when you talk of a one-man show, it's good and well in your first 2 years, but at some point, you know, you need to hire people.
Yeah.
Growth comes with spending money, making sure that now you have extra pair of hands.
Mm.
Remember, when you start your own business, it literally it employs you, and that's the biggest disadvantage. You cannot be employed by your own business. You need, because your strategic approach and your growth strategy takes a back seat because you're literally making things happen all the time.
Mm.
So that is good and well for beginners. But at some point, you have to be comfortable to say, have I now, taken the business to the next level? Can I have an operations department? Can I have a finance department? Can I hire one or two people to market the business, you know? And often than not, I find that people are very scared to make that bold move, you know? So they'd rather stay small and
that keeps them small, actually.
Exactly. You know, so you become stagnant. Mm-hmm. And that's what I challenge, to say, look, take the business to the next level.
Yeah.
At some point, any business needs funding.
Yeah.
You find people that they've been running businesses that they don't even know the basics of just keeping source documents. You know, take business expenses that, you know, belong to the business and put them under the business.
All right.
Keep your source document. Buy a file all your expenses and your documents.
Keep
people
track.
The basics are just not there, and not because people it's not a matter of being clueless. It's just that nobody's making you understand. People hear the word SARS and they think, you know, SARS is after me. And you ask, what is it? What is it about SARS that... Because SARS does not just come after a business.
Exactly.
They look at what happens in the finances in that are coming to the business.
Exactly.
They look at what you are now submitting every, you know...
Your financial year end.
You know what I'm saying? So we have a CA in the business who comes and sit down with you and give you a breakdown of who SARS is. You know, what is income tax? What is VAT? What is, how do you minimize, your tax liability at the end of the day? How do you make sure that certain expenses that need to be in the business are actually part of the business, you know? So these are things that our people... that they don't understand.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, having paid a whole lot of money, making, you know, running a business and not understanding a whole lot of things, you're literally shooting in the dark. And when the receiver comes in and says, okay, you owe us X amount, remember SARS has got full access to what's happening in your business account. They don't have to call you and say, we want to see how much revenue you generated in the last 6 months. They know.
Because
you know what I'm saying? So there's that. And then also, how do you take your product out there? You know, people are happy to say, I've got social media, it's Facebook, it's Instagram. That's good and well.
Yeah.
At some point, the business needs to have people that are literally going out there talking to corporates.
Yeah.
You cannot be selling to just the public.
Okay.
What you know, your target market also has to include, you know, the likes of the corporate. If you can take, if your product is also in need and it's used by government, take it in there.
You know,
often government now is using what we call CSD.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, what is CSD? How do I register?
So a lot of these businesses actually don't even know what CSD is.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and again, because remember, they're small. They're doing everything. Every day is about getting the product out there.
Yeah.
So other obviously functions in the business get neglected, and rightfully so. So it's not obviously intentional, but it's just that lack of knowledge. And that's literally what I bring in to say, let's take your business to the next level. Mm. Let's get you to stand. Let's get you to have a payroll, have people, hire people.
Yeah.
And there's ways to even get people to come in, you know, your business to assist as interns without you really literally paying them. So, so we look at all those so that at the end of the day, you are now able to say, I'm running a fully fledged business.
Yeah.
And one day I want to sell this business. I need to expand. I need to take and divert into other things. And how are you going to do it if you're still struggling and taking one small business and keeping it smaller all the time?
Sure.
Yeah.
I love the sound of this. And I think any small business, actually, anybody who's got a small business listening right now should actually get hold of you ASAP. Because I feel like you're quite knowledgeable about your product, actually. Maybe before I let you go, Tulani, tell me, what does it mean for Sictungo to be here today? Because I see there's a lot of small businesses around here. What does it really mean for you to actually be here, and what are you bringing for these small businesses?
First of all, I must say, it's exciting to be in a room where you see so many small businesses that are mushrooming, you know.
Yeah.
I'm loving the fact that we're not just focusing on now, you know, getting a bachelor degree, you know, and becoming a professional. So people are taking entrepreneurship to, you know, as a serious thing, because it is a way to grow our economy. So for me, I'm excited by that. I've spoken to a number of businesses. I was just talking to the lady who's selling some bath salt, and I was just talking about how the packaging can look much better. And she appreciated it.
Because
you know, you need to, you mustn't be scared to be criticized in a business, because there's nothing personal. It's about looking at the business and what you're offering and ascertaining whether it does it talk to your target market or not.
Exactly.
So you want to bring that awareness. And I've had a lovely discussion with a number of few small businesses that are here, and I love it. And I think this is what we need in a country.
Yeah.
We need more of these exhibitions, and I'm calling, you know, for bigger corporates to fund these, because you know, the people that come here, and a lot of them also are potential investors.
Yeah.
I've seen people walking around and looking, and you can see people that want to expand. There's people with money. There's people that want to take small business and take them to the next level. But when you're not talking the language of being ready, you're making it difficult for a potential investor to look at you and think, I can actually take you and risk my 2 million rand with you for the next 6 months and see what comes out of it.
Yeah. Tulani, Really, really love this. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Maybe just before I let you go, how do we reach out to you? Are you on any socials? How do we get assistance from you?
Yeah, so I prefer WhatsApp. I've got an email address. It's tulani@sakhumzi.com, which is SAKHUMZI.com. Or my business line is 060-495-0800.
I also get it. If you need it, you can also just drop a text and I'll make sure that you get it. Thank you so much, Tulani. And go out there, and I always say, be great.
Thank you for having me and enjoy your show.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.